Secretary of State Antony Blinken has been visiting Europe in a last-ditch effort to deter a Russian invasion of Ukraine. He meets with Russia's foreign minister today. Meanwhile, the only real deterrent for Russia to stay out of Ukraine is full NATO status for Ukraine. That's the opinion of Florida Republican Congressman Brian Mast, who says a united front is desperately needed. Congressman, how do you see it?
You know, you look at the president's comments. He said a great deal, more so with the amount that he fumbled over his words, splitting hairs between minor incursions or the extent to which Ukraine's sovereignty is broken by Russia, if in case that happens. You know, they're not looking at this and saying, what is the amount of weaponry needed for Ukraine to fend off Russia? Really, there isn't an amount. Ukraine is generations behind Russia in terms of their military arsenal. So there's not really an amount that we can provide. So they're really looking at trying to answer this in terms of how can we limp down the road and basically pretend like there's some kind of levels of escalation going on here when, in fact, not really providing a hard line to Russia about what would actually deter them. That's what's really going on here. There's no hard line to Russia presented by the Biden administration that's actually deterring them.
Were the president's comments Wednesday in some way a negotiation with Vladimir Putin?
I mean, if you want to call fumbling into a green light of U.S. policy to say, Russia, there's not really much that's going to be done about you moving into Ukraine. The EU and the United States right now, as we speak, you don't hear conversations about them saying, hey, let's look at full NATO status for the Ukraine. That would be a real deterrent. That's probably the only real deterrent out there. Vladimir Putin spoke about that a month and a half ago when he said he would look at that as a true sign of conflict being inevitable. I read that as saying that's the one thing that he doesn't really want is a united Europe and NATO against him. And that's the one thing that nobody's putting on the table.
Is he going to invade Ukraine?
You know, the what people see out there says, you know, certainly there's not a buildup for nothing on the Ukrainian border. We all know what Vladimir Putin wants is a renaissance of the former Soviet Socialist Republic and all those that used to be behind the Iron Curtain. So I could say that the nations that used to be behind there, part of the former Soviet bloc nations, they were afraid when Crimea was taken over. Yeah. And the worry that they have extends beyond them to the rest of Europe right now if Russia goes into the Ukraine.
We're speaking with Florida Congressman Brian Mast. He's a member of the House Foreign Affairs Committee. We're talking about Ukraine. I know you're a military vet. If you were in charge right now, if President Biden said, listen, Mast, you take it over. Figure out what to do in Ukraine. I mean, what would you do today?
Look at all the partners. Those partners that are meant to stand against Russia is NATO. Do we want to stand against Russia as NATO partners and make a new NATO partner out of the Ukraine and give them basically all of those privileges that come with that, which is the most important of all, an attack on one is an attack on all. That is the largest deterrent for Russia not invading the Ukraine, and that's what Europe and the United States need to answer. Do they want to make it an attack on one as an attack on all?
Would you be okay if we responded militarily? Do you want that? Not that you want that, but I mean, would that be appropriate, I guess?
Yeah, I think you corrected the question the right way. There's not one day that I want my brothers and sisters in arms, you know, in conflict against anybody. It's what we train to do. And when you look at what's going on with Russia expanding their reach, you know, making deals with Turkey and working with China and using natural gas or gas as a weapon against the whole of Europe, they are looking to move into power grabs that make them more and more and more of an adversary, which if they partner with China makes it an incredible adversary. And I think that is worth deterring and defending against. And the best way to do that is with a united front of NATO.
So I presume that Mr. Putin wouldn't stop with Ukraine if something were to happen.
Well, I think he's very patient on this. He sees renaissance of Soviet Socialist Republic as his crowning achievement, you know, moving away from what happened after the fall of USSR to him bringing back, you know, what once was.
Finish up, if you would, maybe just to clarify something you said earlier, a united NATO here, is that enough to stop Putin, or does NATO have the will?
I do not see NATO right now, and many of the Western NATO countries having the will to do that as we speak. As I said, you don't hear this being talked about. This is not primetime television and foreign policy experts all on TV saying, will Ukraine get full NATO status? You don't hear that because they're not talking about it. And in my opinion, that is the linchpin to actually deterring Putin from making that decision to invade the Ukraine.
Do you see the U.S., if Russia were to invade Ukraine, responding militarily? Would we do that?
I do not see the Biden administration responding militarily to this. I see them saying, hey, how can we provide $100 million or $5 billion or whatever number it is that they pick in terms of arms, which is a big deal because those are dollars of the U.S. taxpayer that are going to go to some foreign land. But they're not asking the question of, does whatever amount that they say in terms of dollars and arms that they'll send to the Ukraine actually put Ukraine in the fight against hundreds of thousands of Russians and their much more advanced military weaponry?
Thanks, Brian. That is Congressman Brian Mast from Florida.